It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 17 trivia questions from trivia players at one of my live events. See how many of these fun facts you can get right. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, sitting here on a beautiful Friday afternoon in Southern California. Guys, the windows are open. That means summer's kind of over-ish, and it's not 100 degrees every single day anymore. It's more like 90 or 88. It's much better. Welcome to the show. This is the 60th episode of season 4 of the show. Now, I don't usually count things by like, hey, this is the 59th episode. Now we're on the 60th, but I thought I'd point that out, that we've done 60 episodes on this newest season of the show. We've been doing the daily version of this show for over a year now. So let's see, 365 days plus 60 would be 400 and something days. That's how long we've been doing it as a daily show. And before that, it existed as a weekly show and a bi-weekly show. And if you like the show and you're brand new to it, go back and scroll through the last 3 years of episodes to see some fun and random topics we've done, like Pulp Fiction, The Muppets, Decades of Music, Nintendo's Finest, and Orange is the New Black, just to name a few. I just went through and kind of picked one of each genre to highlight. And if there's something you're into that we haven't done, let me know in an email or a tweet or an Instagram DM, whatever you want to do, at Ryan Buds on just about everything, and ryanbuds@gmail.com if you want to send a formal email. If there's something you're into, we've probably done it at some point on the show, and if not, just let me know, and I'd love for you to play along with the stuff you know and love, so let me know what's going on. We're going to do a quick little quiz from a popcorn card. This is a game called Pass the Popcorn. I have sitting on my desk here. I mail out these cards that I got from a thrift store to random people who like the show. And this one is a guessing game for a movie. So I'll give you some clues and you can try and figure it out. Okay, this is a 1987 war film starring Matthew Modine and Vincent D'Onofrio. That's your first clue. Private Pyle, Private Joker, and Gunnery Sergeant Hartman. Those are some characters. A Marine recruit goes through basic training and takes part in combat in Vietnam. And a quote from the movie, "Today, you people are no longer maggots. Today, you are Marines. You're part of a brotherhood." If you don't know it already, the answer to that war film from 1987 is Full Metal Jacket. So there you go. That's how this game works. If you were playing it at home, here's the other side of the card. 1995 drama. Nicolas Cage, Elizabeth Shue are the stars. Writer Ben Sanderson, prostitute Sarah, S-E-R-A is how she spells Sarah. An alcoholic Hollywood screenwriter plans to drink himself to death in Sin City. And a quote says, "I don't know if my wife left me because of my drinking or I started drinking because my wife left me." Sounds like a country song. This movie is from 1995 and it's called Leaving Las Vegas. So I've never seen that movie. I didn't really know what it was about, but now I do. Elizabeth Shue and Leaving Las Vegas and Nick Cage. So that's just an example of a card I might send you in the mail sometime. I go to thrift stores, I buy old trivia sets, and I have a big stack of cards from different games to mail you whenever you tell me you're a fan of the show and you give me your address. So if you're into that kind of stuff, let me know. I usually will also send that to people who just write to me or leave a review and let me know they did. So if you're into that, just go ahead and do that. Speaking of emails, I got an email from my friend Ian Scholes from Vermont, and I'm going to read that to you right now. Ian told me about some mispronunciation I had on a local spot. He said, "Hey, Ryan, I'm out for a walk with some of my dogs and listening to today's episode where you were talking about Rod Serling and Binghamton, New York. This may never come up again for you, but your pronunciation was off. Locals don't pronounce the H. It's all sort of slammed together like Binghamton. Binghamton. So he put Bing-M-T-O-N. Just say it a little quick and you should have it. Though I'm in Vermont, my wife has a bunch of family over that way. Thanks, Ian." Thank you, Ian, for that email. That's a nice little pronunciation lesson for me. I've never even been inside the state of New York, which is crazy. I've never been to New York City or anywhere over that way, except maybe Washington, D.C., probably the closest I ever got. I've never been in the top right part of the country. And I'm not great with geography, as you can tell, because I said the top right part. But yeah, that is a fun little language lesson from Ian. Ian also said he's working on being debt-free, and I always talk about that on the show. So Ian recommended I check out The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey, which I have on a shelf right behind me. If you're looking to be debt-free, I think that's the easiest way you can do it. I know that's not related to trivia, but I like to throw it out there for people who listen to the show. If you need any tips on how I did it or how we did it as a family, let me know. Drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Guys, we have a real fun episode today. I think you're going to dig it. And I am going to jump into 17 questions from trivia players. I did this as a little bonus round the other night, a couple weeks ago, actually. And I just said, hey, come up with like three trivia questions on the back of your answer sheet and turn them in. Give you like 5 minutes, and I'm just going to read all these out loud so we'll all learn something from the group. And my favorite one that I think is the most creative or interesting will get 5 bonus points. So it's kind of a little writing exercise. And then I took all the best questions and I saved them on these cards and decided to record them for today's episode. So this is kind of a little player-made episode from RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. We're going to jump into these 17 questions and see how you do out of 17. Here we go. All right, 17 totally random questions for you from the players at RT Rogers Brewing. Let's see how many you can get. Number one, in Nickelodeon's Doug, the cartoon Doug, what was the name of Doug's neighbor? Question number one, on Nickelodeon's Doug, what was the name of Doug's neighbor? Number one. Question number two, what two late-night news shows ended with the word line and were hosted by Ted Koppel? Number two, what two late-night news shows ended in line and were hosted by Ted Koppel? Question number three, Edgar Wright's first three films are known as the What Trilogy? Fill in that blank. The three films from Edgar Wright in the UK are known as the What Trilogy? Question number four, what state capital on the Missouri River changed its name in 1870 to attract incoming German immigrants? Number four, what state capital on the Missouri River changed its name in 1870 to attract incoming German immigrants? Number four. Question number five, what 1906 novel on the meatpacking industry led to the creation of the FDA? Number five, what novel was that from 1906? Question number six, what best-selling 1958 novel by Leon Uris was made into a 1960 film starring Paul Newman? What is that Paul Newman movie from 1960 based on the 1958 novel? Number six. Question number seven, on Rocco's Modern Life, how many kids do Filbert and Dr. Hutchinson have on season four? Number seven, how many kids does that couple have on Rocco's Modern Life? Number seven. Question number eight, which MLB team has walk-off back-to-back-to-back home runs by rookies? Number eight, what MLB team has walk-off back-to-back-to-back home runs by rookies? Number eight. Question number nine, what is Rick's last name on the cartoon Rick and Morty? Number nine, what is Rick's last name on Rick and Morty? Question number 10. What famous actor comedically owns Aviation Gin? Does a lot of funny commercials. Number 10. What famous actor owns Aviation Gin? Question number 11. Who sang the hit song Barbie Girl? Number 11. Who sang the hit song Barbie Girl? Question number 12. What president died in office in a hotel in San Francisco? Number 12. What president died in office in a hotel in San Francisco? Question number 13. Who invented the cotton gin? Number 13. Who invented the cotton gin? Question 14. What two major shoe companies were invented by brothers? Number 14. What two major shoe companies were invented by brothers? Number 15. What is the term for when seals walk on land? Number 15. What is the term for when seals walk on land? Number 16, two questions left. What network airs the show Big Little Lies? Number 16, what network airs the show Big Little Lies? And question 17, what is California's state fossil? Good luck with that one. What is California's state fossil? Those are all your questions for today's Random Trivia Player Made episode. We'll be right back in a second to see how many you got right out of 17. We are back with the answers to 17 random questions from trivia players at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. You can play trivia with me there every Thursday, 8 to 10, right in the heart of the town. And we've been doing it there for over a year. Really fun little group, very homey place. There's no TV screen, so it's just me reading the questions and playing music, but it is a ton of fun. Question number one, in Nickelodeon's Doug, what's the name of Doug's neighbor? That would be Mr. Dink. Mr. Dink was the answer. He's got glasses, and he's like a real fun neighbor. He's kind of like the opposite of Mr. Wilson on Dennis the Menace that doesn't want anything to do with anybody. He just always is friendly to Doug, Mr. Dink. Number two, what two late night shows, news shows, ended in the word line and were hosted by Ted Koppel? That would be Nightline and Frontline. I think one was NBC, one was PBS, Nightline, and Frontline, Ted Koppel. Number three, Edgar Wright's first three films were known as the Cornetto Trilogy. Cornetto, which is an ice cream company in the UK, and I think they jokingly got some free ice cream for like a rap party or something on the second movie, and then they purposely put the ice cream in all three movies to try and get more free ice cream, according to a quick article I read, the Cornetto Trilogy. Number four, what state capital on the Missouri River changed its name to 1870 to attract incoming German immigrants? That would be Bismarck, North Dakota, right? Bismarck. Make it like a donut sounding thing. Maybe people will show up. Number five, what 1906 novel in the meatpacking industry led to the creation of the FDA? It's The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. That's a great, great book. Had to read it in college. I have a great copy of it on my shelf right now. Number six, what best-selling 1958 novel by Leon Uris was made into a 1960 film starring Paul Newman? That is called Exodus. Exodus. Number seven, on Rocco's Modern Life, how many kids do Filbert and Dr. Hutchinson have on season four? They have four kids. That's right. I think they have two turtles and two whatever the girl is. I don't know what kind of animal she is on that show. Number eight, which MLB team has walk-off back-to-back-to-back home runs by rookies? That would be the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers, if you like baseball. Number nine, what is Rick's last name on Rick and Morty? Rick Sanchez is the answer there. Number nine, Sanchez. Number 10, what famous actor comedically owns Aviation Gin? That would be Deadpool's own Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds, look up some of those commercials. If you don't know Aviation Gin, he's probably making hundreds of millions of dollars off of that. I saw George Clooney, I think, made $500 million for selling his tequila. I don't get how that equates to that much money or who would pay that, but come on, that's crazy. Number 11, who sang the hit song Barbie Girl? That was the band Aqua. Aqua, which I think is one of the biggest Norwegian bands of all time, if you look them up, Aqua. Number 12, what president died in office in a hotel in San Francisco? That was William Harding. William Harding. Number 13, who invented the cotton gin? Eli Whitney. That's one of those few names that jumps into my head when I think of the cotton gin. Like if somebody asks me that, I'll always remember that. Number 14, what two major shoe companies were invented by brothers? This was a fun fact. And this was the one I gave the bonus points to this night because I just never knew it. Adidas and Puma. Adidas and Puma were made by brothers who became like rival shoe company owners. But they started their first shoe company in the early 1900s, late 1800s, in their parents' side room or something like that. Kitchen, maybe. Number 15, what is the term for when seals walk on land? That's called galumphing. So if they're walking with their little fins and they're like, dun, 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 that's galumphing. Galumphing. You could take that, put it in your pipe and smoke it. Number 16, what network airs the show Big Little Lies? That would be HBO. I think the wife and mother-in-law just watched that show, Big Little Lies. And number 17, what is California's state fossil? It's a smilodon, I think is how you say it, which is another way of saying saber-toothed tiger. So the saber-toothed tiger, one of the Power Ranger fossils as well, is the state fossil of California. I didn't know states had state fossils. Maybe they don't. Maybe whoever wrote this just made it up and I didn't look it up. And hey, that happens sometimes. But you just learned some fun facts, 17 of them to be exact. And thank you to the players of RT Rogers for supplying me with a fun episode of the podcast. It's time for the question of the day. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. If you need something printed, especially t-shirts, go check out fmdesignsinc.com. Question of the day is about what is the name of the final playable course in Mario Kart for the original Super Nintendo? What is the name of the final playable course in that game? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Jordan Peele, the executive producer of the newer Twilight Zone for the CBS All Access app. And your trivia team name of the day is the 40-year-old Virgin Suicides, a combination of a very fun, lighthearted, crazy comedy and a very dark, depressing drama. The 40-year-old Virgin Suicides. Guys, that is today's episode. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Just a few days left. If you want to jump on our Patreon bandwagon for this month, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. All proceeds this month, almost $300 worth of donations from you guys are going to the communities of El Paso and Dayton for the mass shootings that they suffered earlier this month. You can donate from the link in the show notes if you want to throw some more money at that. Otherwise, I will take all the pledges and throw them at the community foundations of both of those towns. So check it out. It's all in the show notes, and I'd love for you to be on board. And also, you get a bunch of other cool stuff for being a Patreon subscriber of the show. Stuff like our DVD of the Month Club for $15. If you throw that money at me, I send you a random DVD with a 5-question quiz. So you get some digital homework to watch if you like that kind of thing. For $50 a month, you can get access to all of my stuff. That's right. I send you all the questions I use at my live nights in slide form, zip file of everything. And you can use those however you see fit. Great for trivia hosts or people trying to start their own side hustle of hosting trivia, which I highly recommend. If you're broke and you listen to this show and you're like, how can I make some extra money? Go start a trivia night somewhere. It will work. And even if it doesn't, it'll be fun. Okay? So go check it out. All info on me at triviawithbuds.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.